time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. In the providence of God, the time for Nadine Newcomb to be born was December 31st, 1913. Also in the providence of God, Nadine's time to die and to enter into the joy of the Lord for which she waited was Saturday, January 27th, 2007. We are gathered here today to give thanks for Nadine's life, to speak of her and to celebrate and to reflect on those memories we have of her and of how her faithfulness enriched our lives, and to surround her family with our thoughts and our prayers. This is a time for grief, yes, but it is also a time to open ourselves up for love and healing and mercy, and to express our gratitude for this amazing, outstanding child of God. I know that I can speak for John and Kylia and Steve and all of their families in thanking you for being here this afternoon to be a community of love and support for them. They are grateful, I know, and they want to make sure that you know that you're invited for some refreshments when we have finished our service here today. Also to know that as we reminisce, that many of the people from the family have things that they want to remember publicly about Nadine, but you have that opportunity as well at the appropriate time. Our opening hymn this afternoon is about time. It's one of Nadine's favorites, and it is about the time, the moment to choose truth and faith. Let us stand and sing Once to Every Man and Nation. You will find that on the sheet in your seat, and they're not labeled, so you need to look for the one that has small printing down in the bottom corner, which is verse 3 and 4. And that will give you a clue that that's the one we're going to sing. Let us stand and sing together.